This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, this is kind of funny, in my opinion. So they asked Grok, which is AI, they asked AI Unhinged, what is wrong with country radio? This is the funniest. Can you turn that down just a hint? This is the funniest thing. It goes off. So this AI, they asked AI, what's wrong with country radio? It says it's nothing but tired people playing six strings to the same tired BS, lost trucks, cheating bitches, and whiskey-soaked regrets. Every song sounds like some redneck blank blank got his heart broken because his sister's wife ran off with his tractor and his favorite sheep. He said, it went on to say, the problem is back in the day, Johnny Cash was out there burning crap down, you know, it says a lot of stuff I can't say. And it says, and now it's just a bunch of metrosexual lumberjacks in skinny jeans pretending they're hauling hay all day. I'm like, oh my gosh. It says, bro, country's the worst. Luke Bryan's gyrating his glitter-dusted ass like he's auditioning for a Magic Mike reboot. Singing about cold beer on a Friday night like some profound crap. My grandma's got hemorrhoids is more exciting than this. This is AI going off. AI Unhinged. And it says, shove a live possum up Blake Shelton's on air and call it country noise experimental. F country radio. It's a, and then says a bunch of other.
Dang.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is AI Unhinged on now, country radio.
Is Unhinged like a different version of it or something?
Yeah, it must be. Grok Unhinged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So. You, I guess you could ask it in the mean version, right?
Yeah, it's like a dirty version.
But
or
can I tell you something? It's not wrong. It is a bunch of metrosexual guys in tight, skinny-ass jeans acting like they're country.
Talking about other people running off with their sheeps, apparently.
Yeah, well, they also act like they, you know, they had a hard day on the farm. Like, the only one that I know that actually has a farm and works it is Blake.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else is like, no.
Yeah, Morgan doesn't have a farm at all.
Uh-uh. Yeah, most of them are living in their mansions in Nashville. You know? The most they get is of living on a farm is they have a four-wheeler and drive around their acreage, but they don't farm it.
Yeah, no, they stock it with animals they can shoot.
Well, I did see that Jelly Roll bought a farm, and he put a bunch of those cute little cows, the furry cows.
Oh, so the
cute.
Fluffy cows.
Yeah, the fluffy cows, but they're called something. I forgot, but everybody loves them. They're really popular right now. But he's not farming.
No.
My God. Anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. Meghan Markle, man, they do not like Meghan Markle in the UK. They are going after her. Some of the things that they've caught recently are the fact that it's supposed to be some of her best friends on this Netflix cooking show. One of the quote-unquote best friends said, man, you're tall. And the question is, if you've been best friends with this person forever, none of us know who this person is, but she says it's been one of her friends for years. And you have your friend on and you go, you're tall. That means you aren't best friends. You know, so that's a little suspect, don't you think?
Yeah.
Also, the people of Sussex want her to give her name back. They don't want her to be Megan Sussex. They don't think she deserves it. And also, the royals have put out a warning that she's not allowed to say anything else or they will yank it. They've renewed for season two.
Woo! Man, golden egg, Netflix, you got it.
I can't even bear it. I tried, you guys. I really tried because I wanted to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
But one episode, first of all, I wasn't even paying attention. Then I went 10 minutes into the second episode and I was like, I can't. It's all so fake.
You really missed an episode last night, though.
What was it about?
Episode 4, she made dog biscuits, homemade dog biscuits for her little dog guy. Adorable, just chilling there in the kitchen. And she made some tea.
Oh, she made tea.
Oh, yeah. Good old tea. BJ, I know you'd love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't believe I keep missing this.
Well, you're a big fan of the tea bags.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure
she
am.
Made Korean fried chicken the other day. Come on.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, here's what they have to say about her in the UK.
Those women out there who sacrifice it all day in. Tonight, I want to start with something really powerful. I want to pay homage to real life working mums. Those women out there who sacrifice it all day in, day out, against all the odds. Women like this.
It's a real delight in being able to be a present parent. And it's a luxury sometimes because we all have to work. We all have a lot of stuff to do, but when you can take a minute to just...
Saturday morning.
Oh my gosh, Meghan Markle is insufferable. She's as popular as getting hardcore chafing during the first kilometer of a marathon. All you working mums out there having a hard time juggling your career and parenthood. Hey, I tell you what, just put some flipping flower petals on your food, you pathetic mother.
Well,
he goes on for like an hour, and this is a news show in the UK, and he's just going off like, where are your kids while you're filming for 4 hours a day?
Ooh. It's a little over the top, though.
Oh, my God. He's not the only one. You should see it. I mean, it's everywhere in the UK because I follow these different UK shows.
Yeah.
They're mocking her. The one lady goes, today, let me show you what you were talking about, Carson. Let me show you what I learned last night on Meghan Markle's new Netflix show. And she put a tea bag in the water, and she's like, look, I made tea.
I know, but, you know, Martha Stewart and Rachel Ray and all these people, they've never been attacked like
that. No, but Martha Stewart is impressive, and that's who Martha Stewart is. If you watch her documentary, like, that's how she started a catering company.
Yeah, but I'm saying just taking the time to do a show, be away from the kids, and all that criticism that's coming along, it just seems a little bit stronger against Meghan Markle.
Well, they did, if you remember. They used to mock Martha Stewart. Remember when they had her like make that swimming pool out of cut up credit cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember? when you cut up your credit card, don't send it back. Instead, tile your swimming pool with the remnants. It's like, okay. I mean, people do make fun of Martha Stewart to this day.
It just seems really brutal right now, though.
Yeah, they are.
Seems vicious.
It does. It just seems over the top. I'm not a fan. Trust me, and I'll never watch the show, but yeah, it's getting mean.
Well, they're mad at her because she attacked the royal family, and that's who, you know.
They got a grudge.
They have a huge grudge. She attacked the royal family, and then what they're mostly mad about is they said they want privacy, but here she is making a Netflix documentary at her own house. Well, it's not even, and she's not even using her house,
well,
by the way.
Well, they've been hypocrites from the very beginning, you know.
Yeah, so that's what, and they were saying that they fear for Harry. They think he's locked up in the attic and he's not let out.
Well, the reason they fled from the UK was to get away from the royals crap, you know? And then they get here and then they complain because we're not using Sussex as their name.
Exactly.
That's being very hypocritical about it.
So that's the thing. I mean, she's a hypocrite and she's a narcissist, without a doubt. All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you about? Speaking of filming and where are you for 4 hours, did you see how long Vanna White says that they work?
Yeah.
So who knows how much Vanna makes? What do you think? Like 50 million a year? 20 million a year?
I would say 20 million.
20 million a year.
She's been doing it for a long time.
She has.
Now, standard right now is probably around 10 million, 15 million. She makes more than, I'd say she's probably 25 or 30. Now that I think about
it. Okay, so BJ and I already know the answer. Carson does too. The rest of you, and I'm sure Schmidel, because we get to read it. But everybody in your car, at home, whatever, and the podcast, How many days a year do you think that Vanna White works? How many days a year for $20, $25 million a year? Anybody? Anybody? 34 days? That's right. That's the right answer. 34 days a year.
That's wild to think about.
Total.
34 yep. total days a year.
Mm-hmm.
She says, yeah, but listen, we do film 6 shows a day on those 34 days. So you figure, you know, 2.5 hours a show to load the audience and all that stuff. It's a long day. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a long day, but there's only 34 of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She has to work like what? 14 hours a day for 34 days.
Yeah.
And you know that they're not consistent.
Well, they break it up. Yeah. From what I understand, they break it up. They record in the fall and they take a break over the winter. They record again after Christmas, after the new year. They take the summer off and she does like 2 days a week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
that's the way they break it up.
I always wanted to be a school teacher because I thought they had the best like deal. I mean, not pay-wise, trust me, but because my dad was a teacher. But I just thought it was so cool. My dad had the whole summer off.
Yeah, that is cool.
Right?
That is really cool. A lot of people love that schedule.
We were just always at the lake because I had summer vacation. My dad had summer vacation. It was awesome. My mom, poor mom, she had to work at UPS.
Yeah.
My dad and the daughter's like, see you, Mom!
It's vacation time.
Exactly. It was really cool. All right, let's see here. Machine Gun Kelly says that his ex-fiance, actually way far from a wife, ex-fiance, Megan Fox is going to have their baby any day. And here's what he said. He said he plans on being a family unit. And she said,
yeah, right.
He said, I plan on us being a family unit. I'm going to be there. And she doesn't even want him in the
at all. Room. Like they're not even talking.
Exactly. Speaking of delivery rooms, BJ just let me know that giraffes don't have babies. They launch them.
They launch them. Yeah. Well, think about how high up that baby is when it hits the ground.
Well, don't they squat or something?
Yeah, no. I feel like they're laying down or something.
They stand up and launch them.
They don't lay down?
That's why they have all that padding on the floor. Because that kid's going to drop about 6 feet.
Well, then why don't giraffes have more like brain damage?
Well, they hit butt first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't hit on their head.
I didn't know you knew so much about animals.
Yeah, I watch it all the time.
Oh, you?
Yeah, all the cams that are out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a giraffe born every day, Jamie.
Well, we have one at the Denver Zoo, and it is
sure
cute
did.
As can
adorable.
Be. That's why we're bringing it up.
BB had a baby.
Yeah, so yeah. It's adorable. But I thought, like, they either lay down or they like, kind of grunge.
I've seen the videos, man. they launch them right out of the old chute.
Really? So they just lift up a leg and...
Well, the tail.
Oh, the tail.
Yeah, they take a little bit of a stance, and then they lift that tail and boom! Out they go.
Launch pad.
Is there, like, a countdown or something?
Well, they've had it on the feed.
Yeah.
But I don't think they can put a clock on it. That's what you mean.
Oh,
yeah. That little baby, he could ricochet off a wall. They don't know where he's going to land.
Really?
No.
I was at Bud's the other day. Sad story to tell you. I was at Bud's the other day, and one of the girls, her cow passed away. Given birth to a calf, and the calf didn't make it either.
Oh.
And she was crying, and I felt so bad for her. I didn't realize that people get so attached to something they're going to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it felt wrong that we were crying about our cow, and we're at Bud's Burgers.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is that.
I got you.
I've read that taking care of cows, though, is a lot to like taking care of giant dogs. They kind of have like similar personalities and stuff. They'll like play with balls, and they're really fun.
Cows playing with balls?
Yeah, dude, I'm serious. If you go on YouTube, there's videos of cows chasing like giant exercise balls, and they look like they're having a blast.
Huh. You know, you should go to Bud's bar in Sedalia, because they would really dig you.
Yeah.
You'd be a hit over there, buddy. All that cow knowledge.
Yeah. Hey, those are your people.
They seem fun, man.
They actually are. I love them. All right, there you go. Tumble trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's a Monday. Going to be nice today. 72 for a high.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, later on today, we will have our podcast posted on the Odyssey app. Just go get the app, put it on your phone. Our show will be there. The Slacker show will be there. You get it all on the Odyssey app. St. Patrick's Day. The parade is coming up on Saturday. We'll be downtown. We got our float, got beads. You make a sign, and we are set to go.
It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited, I have to tell you.
Are you staying down there? Are you getting a room or anything?
Yeah, we're doing, doing all the stuff we always do. Yep.
It's going to be a party.
It's going to be fun.
All right, Jamie.
Yep.
This wall yoga thing. Wall to wall yoga.
Hold on.
Dynamic backwards lunge. Left.
Look at that. Hold on.
Stand sideways of the wall. Keep your feet together. Put your left hand on the wall and your right one on the hip.
Yeah. This wall yoga.
With your left leg.
So that's what I'm doing. I signed up for it. Wall yoga.
This is going to be a game changer.
I even asked BJ to join in. It's pretty easy.
Jamie. Yeah.
You could do this.
You came in this morning. Uh-huh. You've paid $39 for this course.
I have.
Okay.
Yep.
You'd forgotten about the course until you got an alarm that went off saying, hey,
well, at least
hey
I had a
time
reminder.
For wall yoga.
At least I had a reminder on.
That's right. That's initiative. That's commitment right there. She said it, ready to go.
Yep. Said it and forgot it. Or forget it.
$39.
I have 39 classes. And so it. You tell them what, first of all, here's what's funny. You go in and you do this profile, right? It says, are you, and it shows you body types. It says, are you slim, mid-size, full figured, or extended size? Has anybody ever heard of extended size?
No.
Never.
I've heard the extension belt that you get when you get on the airplane.
But are they so PC? They had to say, they wouldn't say like obese. They said extended size.
100%. Yes. They didn't want to offend the extended size.
Yeah.
People.
So it says slim, mid-size, full figured, or extended size. And so I put all my stuff in there. And it, by the way, it said that my, my body, BP.
BMI.
Yeah. Is normal. So I'm not overweight or anything. And so it said it's going to be really easy for me to get toned up.
You know, I got a feeling though, if you had put extended size, they would have given you easier lessons.
Probably so, because some of those are a little, I don't love the lunges.
The more in shape you say you are, you're going to get a harder lesson.
Yeah.
So you might be better off going with kind of, you know, hey, I'm a Lizzo. You know?
Whoa.
You know what I mean.
Extended size.
You know what I mean. Extended size. But you might have been better off going with that.
So it's 15 minutes a day. I wish you'd do it with me. It's super easy.
I can't do wall-to-wall yoga.
Yes, you can.
I can't, Jamie.
You can. It's Xfinity, wall-to-wall.
I feel like a tag-along, too, that you paid for it. Here, I'm using it.
It's only 15 minutes.
I don't really have 15
minutes. Yeah, you do. Like, if we play one song, those are 3 minutes. So I do 3 minutes, I push it on pause, and then the next song that we play, I'll do 3 minutes. And before you know it, you've done 15 minutes of wall yoga, wall to wall. Dude, I'm going to be the Colorado Sportswoman of the Year after I'm done with this.
You are.
Did you see that woman's body?
Ripped and shredded.
Oh my God. There's a woman, she just won last night, Colorado Sportswoman of the Year. She's like a triathlete. I don't know what she is, but her body is rocking. And I told BJ, I looked right at him, dead in the eyes, and I said, after I do wall to wall yoga, my body's going to look like that.
It's not going to look like
that. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
$39 is not going to get that lady's paw.
Yes, it is.
Okay? I hate to break the bad news to you. Look, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Cardio, blah, blah, blah. Go on and on. Yeah. It's not unhealthy for you. You know, thumbs up to you.
Thank you.
For signing up.
Thanks.
But you're not.
Yes, I am.
That woman's paw.
You wait.
You are not.
My abs will be wall to wall.
Rib to rib.
You should do it with me.
God, I don't know.
It gives you full motion. I mean, it's like, I feel good. I've only
done. Get some blood pumping.
Right. I've only done 10 minutes. I feel great. I do. Why are you laughing at me? And there was a point. A point and a laugh. You could just do a giggle or a point.
Oh,
but not.
You should have seen him when we were doing the lunges.
What? He was just like, was he rolling his
shaking
eyes?
Shaking his head. This is never going to last now.
Look. You guys all know this fad's going to be gone by Friday.
Oh, my
it's
God. No,
gonna be
it's
gone
not.
By
it's so
Friday.
Easy.
You know, I know, Jamie.
Okay,
it's gonna,
if you
she didn't even remember it started today until the alarm went off.
Because I bought it on Saturday. And I forgot. And I was
it's
like,
only 48 hours ago.
Well, I know, but it's not like we're busy in here.
And
you know?
Think about it, though. She doesn't have to go anywhere. She doesn't have to go to the gym.
We're busy. We have to talk about giraffes having babies.
If you did some yoga, we might not have to deal with this.
Yo, guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't gonna happen.
Oh my God. Oh,
my back.
Wow. Wow.
That was awesome. I love that you just have it ready. Oh my. That was when BJ's back went out.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, you're pooped, aren't you?
Listen, I just did wall-to-wall yoga.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I don't know if I have ever done a plank.
You know, and here's what I told you. If you had marked on the application when you signed up that you're one of the big girls.
Extended body.
Yeah,
extended
you would have never.
Body size.
Yeah, big girl. You would have never gotten the plank. See, you went in there with this whole like a petite.
No, I didn't put petite. I put medium build. So they have slim, medium built, they have larger, and then they have extended.
Well, if you'd put extended, you wouldn't have gotten such a rigorous little routine they gave you this morning.
I've
already worn you down.
I'll try to find the name of the, I mean, I have it here, but I can't move it because I have 3 more minutes left in my workout. Yeah, that's right. I said my workout.
Oh, what a joke.
It's not a joke. I'm on a journey.
It's only 50 minutes a day. Come on.
I meant to say journey. I didn't mean to say joke.
My God. That was, I mean, I'm on a journey of wellness.
Journey.
I'm on a journey of wellness.
That's right. That's right. My bad.
My body is a temple. My body is not Bud's bar.
I got you.
That's
got
right.
You. We'll see where we stand tomorrow morning. Okay. The 9 o'clock hour, Jamie's workout. As she continues to build her body. Yeah. That's a temple.
It's a temple. I got to treat it like a temple. Carson just told me. All right, he's motivational, Carson, today, because he works out every day.
Yeah,
he said if I put it in my head on my vision board, right, in my head,
right,
that my body is a temple, I will start treating it that way.
Yep,
says the guy that drinks too much Truly.
No kidding.
Hey, all right, that's only a couple hours out of the night. All right, the rest of the time it's a temple.
Right, and you're white cloth, right?
Yeah,
you drink the white cloth. Yeah, the extended ones,
actually,
at the Avalanche games.
You know what? I've actually changed it up. So Neutrals and Michelob Ultra, they also have a very good seltzer because it's zero carbs.
Nice.
Yep.
Michelob Ultra has seltzers. They're zero carbs.
Zero carbs.
Look at me. I'm on a new journey of alcohol.
I'm going
to switch from the surges.
I was going to say something about Carson's drinking.
Yeah.
As far as the brands he drinks.
Right.
Oh, but I'm just not going to mess
Michelob Ultra's for adult or for athletes. I see the commercials.
I'm serious. Like,
and the femmes.
Yeah.
The femmes and the athletes.
Yes. I'm sitting there drinking my raspberry, White Claw and watching Meghan Markle.
Nothing wrong with that. That sounds like a perfect Tuesday night.
I'm not like those guys who watch football and drink Budweiser.
Well, you know, they have to cast those guys somewhere, right? You know, those guys on that one commercial that make out? You have to find an actor somewhere.
That's so true. Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right, let me explain something here before we go any further.
Okay.
We did this at 7 o'clock this morning. We're looking for a song for our float.
Yeah.
Jamie pointed out to us earlier this morning that we've been making a mistake about this. We put the voting up to you, the listener. Not that you're a problem.
No.
We're just going on history because we've tried to come up with our show, tried to come up with different songs. This is one of the songs we came up with.
That's not it.
Right.
That means apartment in Korean.
All right, that's one. We also
and that's very St. Patrick's Day.
We also came up with this. I'm with you. The more I hear it, the more I don't like it, okay?
And so me too. And then I was looking at all you guys' comments on Facebook because Carson put it up again for a vote. And I was reading through all of what you guys were saying and nobody seems to have a lot of passion. And so I was like, what are we doing wrong? And then I was like, aha, we're overthinking it. Take it to the 7-year-old.
You nailed it.
Take it to the 7-year-old.
Frog.
Who picked the best songs of all times for the parade, the biggest hits we've ever had.
2 years ago, we used this one.
And people were freaking out. They loved it so much.
People loved it. Jamie and I We hated it.
Yeah, we did. Shark, it's not about us.
No, it's not about us.
Yeah. Mommy
Shark. Turned out.
And it is a family event downtown.
Turned out it was a genius pick.
Yeah.
It really was.
Your kid is a genius.
Frog made the right. And he was only five at that time.
Exactly.
So last year, he came up with this one for us, and we used it.
Hot dog!
Dog.
Woo. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog, no problem solved. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Smash.
Yeah.
It was a smash for
I'm
the
like,
parade.
Let's go to the seven-year-old. We got, so I really need you today, BJ, to remember, because I know you have a problem with it. Go to the source that pulls the top hits and say, son, what's your favorite song?
Yeah. What are all the first graders singing?
Yeah, what's trending?
Yeah,
what's hot?
What's bitching these days?
Yeah. Over at Catholic school.
We might get like a Bible song.
I was going to say, what are you singing in church right now?
Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham.
All right, so I'm going to find out what the youngsters, what they're saying over there at the first grade.
This little light what they're of singing. Mine, I'm going to let it shine. You remember that one?
Yes,
how about
I
this
do.
One? Deep and wide, deep and wide. There's a flowing deep and wide. That one might not sound appropriate.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll find out from the seven-year-old what's trending right now. What's big out there?
Exciting.
And then we'll play them tomorrow morning just to see what we go with.
All right.
BJ That's Jamie Morning Show. We'll close it up.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Up next, hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. Got a treat for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just because you stuck around to the end of the show. Not you, Jamie.
What?
You, the listener, just because you stuck around, you're right here at the end, guess what we're going to do? We're going to do something we never do. We're going to walk out this door by giving away tickets.
Oh.
That's the way we close this baby up today.
You had a treat for me.
Meow Wolf.
I love that place, by
the
way.
I know you do.
Have you been yet?
Nope.
You haven't? You got to take your son. He'll dig it, too.
Now that we have tickets, I might try to scam a couple.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Meow Wolf tickets. I don't know if you've ever been, but it's a blast. We've gone with the girlfriends. I've gone with the guy. It's just a blast.
I went by there on Saturday.
Yeah.
Passed by there. Packed.
Yeah, it is.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Cars all the way out to the highway, man.
And it's family friendly, too. So if you want to go with your kids, I recommend it. It's really cool. You get a pair of tickets to go to Meow Wolf, and that's really cool. If you are caller 19 right now, 303-22 Alice. Good
there
luck.
You go. You listen till the end of the show. We took care of you. You know what? We might even do it again tomorrow.
What?
We might do it again tomorrow.
We are crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
You know, I have to tell you
great
something.
Great little ender.
It is a nice little ender.
Nice little
it's
ender.
Like a happy ending, but different.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Anyway, I will tell you, this doesn't even feel like daylight savings time. I feel pretty good. You know why?
Why?
Because I did my workout.
It's that wall yoga. Yeah, I'm telling you right now.
Wall to wall.
I did. Oh, you know how many calories it said I burned? Guess.
400.
28.
Wow.
What? 28?
I've burned 28 calories all by myself. Yep.
28? I burned more than 28 watching you.
Hey, it's baby steps, okay?
Exactly.
You got to build it. You got to build it.
Exactly, but I just burned 28 calories all by myself.
You paid $39 to burn 28 calories.
Yep, day one.
15 minutes.
Yep, that's all it takes. 15 minutes a day.
Oh, my God.
It's the cost of a cup of coffee.
You gotta go. You guys have a great... I'm just baffled right now. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.